The ILO's International Labour Conference kicked off in Geneva on Wednesday with calls for urgent jobs creation. Speaking at the opening of the annual event, ILO Director General Guy Ryder said many of the issues dominating the world of work raise important questions.
And the most important, the one asked with growing urgency, is where are the jobs coming from? And it is most frequently a question addressed to the situation of our young people.
The delegates, representing governments, employers and workers from around the world, elected Jordanian Labour Minister Nidal Katamine as president of the 102nd session of the International Labour Conference. Katamine stressed that the ILO has a vital role to play globally.
The economic and financial crises that hit the world in 2008 and the tragedy of mass unemployment it has created in many countries highlighted the relevance of the ILO and its vital role at the socio-economic level globally.
During the opening ceremony, employers' representative Funes de Rioja called for a stronger focus on an enabling environment for job creation.
It is enterprises and free initiative which create jobs. I say many times, if you want decent work, you need to have decent companies, sustainable companies.
The head of the workers' group, Luc Kortebeek, for his part, warned that the world faces further obstacles to the creation of decent jobs and the eradication of poverty, and is experiencing what he called a race to the bottom with respect to workers' rights.
The workers' group believes that the ILO has a crucial role to play to reverse these trends and put decent work, rights and social justice at the center of economic and social policies as well as recovery measures.